So Jesus' life here on this earth was surely was a peak moment for everyone who encountered him when he was here in the flesh. Those who met him would never forget him. And every time we celebrate and worship Jesus, even now, we remember those moments in our hearts when he touched us individually in a special way to let us know that he's here. Sometimes we confuse that special touch with our conscience, and that's okay. But in your life and in my life, in every moment, may not contain a miracle all the time. But if you are a person of faith, that one miracle lasts you for a lifetime to remind you that Jesus is not only there in your crisis, but he's there steadily through every moment of our life. Our memories, our faith sustains us through many hard and difficult times, because that significant moment and encounter with God has been special in so many ways, and it's seared into our hearts and into our minds. As memories, yes. Knowledge of faith and truth, too, that goes beyond our comprehension. When you know that you know that you know that God is real, it's a special, special thing that you'll never forget. That's why we hang on to the hope. The blessed hope. And I keep saying this, but what Paul said in Romans 7 has been with me all the days. It's given me hope. And he said that if we only had this life to look forward to, all the mundane things that we do, go to bed at night, get up in the morning, eat, go to work, get up in the morning, go, it just blah, blah, blah. But when he said that you have much something better ahead, eternal life, because of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Christ and his promised return again. That's what gives us the hope to keep on keeping on. And I challenge you, if you want to continue and strengthen your faith, wipe away all your doubts and trust. Cultivate your mountaintop experiences with God and put aside in your day to spend time with Jesus. Open your heart to him. The first and especially the last part of the day, and you will find your heart strengthened in a new and a powerful way. So let Christ be your first and last, the one you wake up with in the morning and the one you go to sleep with. You know, it's interesting that we just do it. We get tired and we say, up, we're going to bed. We put our head on the pillow and we go to sleep. By faith, we know we're going to wake up in the morning, at least we think we will, but it's by faith that we do that. You don't even think about it as an act of faith, but it is. You'll learn to savor those special moments with him. Your personal experience with Christ is much more important than what any preacher can talk about or share their experience, because it's all individual, it's all personal. Because a lot of times, if you tell somebody things that happened in your life and your relationship with God, and they say, oh, I hope that don't happen to me. It may or may not, but it's personal with us, because he ministers to us in a very unique way, because we're all different. So when we learn to savor those special moments with him and look forward to them in a special part of your day, the more moments that you savor, the more that Christ will be embedded in your heart and be the healer of your life. Father, we thank and praise you for this opportunity to come together on this chilly morning. We thank you for your faithful to come to encourage one another. And we just give you the glory this morning, and we thank you for those special moments in our life.